Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We've got a really exciting call lined up for you guys tonight. I know a guest speaker I'm really looking forward to hearing from. But before we get to our guest speaker, I just like to take a few minutes and congratulate our top recruiters and producers so far for the month of January on the entire team. We'll start with the top five producers, actually tied at fourth place right now for the entire team. Is Mark and Lisa Udy out of Utah and Miss Sherry Branda out of Texas. They're tied in fourth place. In third place is Mr. Jimmy Parrish from Alabama. Number two is Miss Rona Unsel from Colorado. And the number one top producer so far for the month of January of 2013 on the More Success team is Miss Yvette Mayo out of the great state of Florida. She has written over 217 personal memberships so far this month. So congratulations, Yvette, and congratulations to all of our top producers out there. And our top recruiters, actually our top five, are all tied for first place. And so I'll just name them real quick. The top five recruiters so far for the month of January are Shauna Cox out of Utah, Brian Hurst out of Utah, Michael Hurst out of Utah, Miss Lisa Cambrell out of New Mexico, and Teresa McIntosh from the great state of Georgia are all the top five recruiters are all tied for actually first place. And the reason why the recruiting list is really important, guys, because as you know, Mr. Ken Moore, the leader of our team, has put an ongoing recruiting contest. It's a cumulative total up until, well, it's actually through the month of March, leading into our international convention in Oklahoma City. And so what he's decided to do is the number one top recruiter for the first 3 months of this year, he's going to actually award them a $500 cash bonus at our breakout session in Oklahoma City. So there's no one really distinguished themselves yet. So if you're a brand new person on the team, it would be nice to be able to show up in Oklahoma City and have Mr. Moore give you $500 of total hard cash. Something that anyone can to win. And I also want to just do a quick reminder. I apologize, guys. I've been getting over a little bit of the – I've had a touch of the flu for the past week, but remind you guys of the ongoing contest that Mr. Moore is sponsoring, and that is the two brand-new mini iPads that are being given away. The first we'll give those away the very first More Success Team call we do in February, so it's based off of what we do this month in January for those iPad minis, which are really cool, neat gadgets. And there's two contests. And what I really like about these contests is it's open to everyone. And the first one is the production side. All you need to do is simply market five memberships during the month of January, and you get into the drawing for that mini iPad. you sell five memberships. You're registered for the convention and our breakout session, and of course you'll be in Performance Club, and you'll have your name in the drawing, and we'll do a drawing and give those away at the very first call in February. Also, the recruiting contest, just simply recruit two people this month. And be qualified to be in the recruiting contest for those iPad mini giveaway. So recruit two people, be registered for the convention and a breakout session before you get to be a performance club. And you'll have a chance to be in the drawing for that. And that's something that all of us should be in, be able to participate in both of those contests. I hope it's a goal for each and every one of you to be a participant in those contests, and what I really like about it is you're a brand new person on your team. Can you just simply market 5 memberships and recruit 2 people and win those iPad minis, as well as, you know, the most seasoned associate in Legal Shield, and just simply market 5 memberships and recruit 2 people and have their 2 chances to win those iPad minis. So it's a pretty neat thing that Mr. Moore is doing for us. If I can promise you one thing, we'll make this contest a success. Mr. Moore will do bigger and better things in the months to come throughout 2013. And another ongoing contest, this one, I'm pretty certain won't be around next Monday night to be able to talk about, because there is less than 15 spots left, and that is the first 100 people who register for our breakout session in Oklahoma City. They'll have their names put into a hopper, and the first name gets pulled out gets $250 cash from Mr. Moore. Second name gets pulled out gets a $100 bill cash just by being pre-registered for the breakout. And again, there's less than 15 spots available. So if you haven't registered for the breakout, you need to do it tonight before the call is over. Just go to moresuccessteam.com, moresuccessteam.com, and you can register for our breakout right online there. And in addition to that, of course, if you're participating, if you're on a Destiny Quest team, you know, the team on that, there's some prizes available that Mr. Moore put available for that as well. So a tremendous amount of contests on the board right now, a lot going on for the team, but I just want to congratulate you all for really making 2013. You've carried a tremendous amount of momentum. We finished the year off strong. You've already started January off the bat. Let's just keep the momentum rolling with those brand new memberships and bringing on those new team members. But that's my part. And right now, I'd like to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner. But most importantly, it's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. I appreciate you having me on. And it is very, very exciting news, all the different contests that we're actually running on the Moore Success Team. I want to encourage everyone that Mr. Moore has actually put the money out there. It's available for everyone. Everyone's available to participate. I just hope everyone that will do a good job with that. And I know he's actually a little bit under the weather, but he was actually wanting to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. So I'm going to go straight out to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner. Of course, he's a Platinum 4 Executive Director who continues to lead our Moore Success Team now for over 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, did you feel like getting on?
Yes, Randy. I hope you can understand me okay. I apologize for my voice. You know, Randy, before I forget or anything, I want to remind everyone that next Monday night, Mr. James Johnson, an excellent speaker, excellent person in Legal Shield, he will be our guest speaker. And we're having a little feedback on the old Randy. I don't know if we can do anything about that or me listening or what, but I'm so excited about this next gentleman that I have grown to like very much. I enjoyed visiting, enjoyed working with, doing great for our company. Out there every day, you can probably any time of the night thinking, what can I do next to help the team out there? Andy, it's my honor and my privilege to introduce tonight our Chief Commercial Officer and the President of Legal Shield, Mr. Alan Fernley.
Thank you very much. And Tom, I was hoping you'd be on the call. I heard Jeremy tonight, they were very nice people, but I was wondering about you. So first of all, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay, and before you say another thing, I want to tell you that Jeremy, Randy, and I will be in Oklahoma City with Rip Mason Saturday, and Randy and I are going to be doing a meeting next month in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Well, good for you, and, you know, I was talking to Rip today. He's looking forward to that trip up to Oklahoma. Ken, I thought I'd thank you very much for inviting me on the call, and I think Daniel sent for me last week, and I apologize for not being able to make last week. I'm going to speak for about 20 minutes. I'm at the moment giving, I've been turning around a little bit. I was in Seattle a couple of weeks ago, I was in Florida last week, I'm going to be in Vegas next week, I'm in New York in the middle of February, and I thought that on the call tonight I might give like a summary of my latest speech, but I like to give a different speech each time, but you know, it's difficult when you're giving one every weekend to change your message, because you know, the marketing plan is the marketing plan. So what I'd like to do tonight is stop and then terrible feedback here. So I think I'm gonna let me try and do something else here. So what I'd like to do tonight is to talk. Can't say, but then terrible feedback. Can I dial in again? Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Is this better?
Okay. Yeah, that's much better. Thank you. I don't know what that was, but I couldn't. It was hitting my ear at the same time, so I couldn't really talk. Okay, that's perfect. Thank you. I'll speak for about 20 minutes if it's okay, and I'll give everybody an update. I want to talk a little bit about the state of the business. I think that's really quite important. I'll share with you some of the latest research we've got, and in particular how we see the potential now, because I'm aware, for all of you out there, that I've been at this job now for 2 years, and, you know, I've been doing this kind of thing for a lifetime. And to be absolutely honest, you know, it's not easy for me to say, hey, I think we've got great potential, but I don't actually deliver it, because I have to deliver this stuff. I think I don't want anybody to panic this year. I'm going to explain exactly where I think we are in the process. Whether anything's happened to change my mind, have I kind of lost confidence since we haven't kind of knocked it out of the park yet? I don't think so, but I'm very good at pulling it all out and telling you what I'm thinking right now. So what I'm going to do is that today. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what the customers think of us and what you might be facing when you're selling, which is kind of, you know, old information for you guys, I'm sure, but maybe you might learn a little bit out of it. I'm going to talk a bit about what people might be interested in about the advertising, because we advertised in the middle of last year, and then we're not advertising right now. So what's happening with that, and what's the plan going forward? I want to talk about the role of PR, which is increasingly becoming a big deal for us, and we're putting much more money in there. And I really want to talk about how we see 2013 and what you can expect in 2013. And I can tell you right now, you should expect a lot, because our even though we've been at 2 years, I would say, of activity, you know, the good news is that we've been doing a lot of things in that time. And you don't know, nobody really sees exactly how we do our job, but I was going through the research list, and in the last 18 months, we've done 14 different research studies. And quite often we'll cover the same ground twice, but the reason that you do the research studies, I must have an opinion of about 15,000 people that I've caught during that time. And in doing that work, you start to draw a picture of what's going on and where you sit in the world, and what you might do in order to unlock this company, which still has a terrific amount of potential. So I think we've done well so far, but we really haven't knocked it out of the park in any way. But I think we may have learned how to. And so this year becomes a very significant year for us. It's our third year of operation. The third year, you should expect things to happen. I certainly expect things to happen. And it won't happen unless you do different things, and we will be doing some different things this year, and I think some quite exciting things, I think that kind of things that you'll enjoy participating in. The key thing to know during all this process, and I've tested this about four or five times, is that nothing has changed in terms of the strength of the product and its value to the customer. The customer still perceives this as an incredible product, maybe sometimes too incredible, I'll talk about that, and nothing has changed in terms of the huge market potential. You know, there's a whole case going through at the moment on Herbalife and promises and all that kind of thing. Well, you know, I haven't changed my mind on what I think is significant potential in this business and the ability for this business to grow to many times the size it is right now. And that is completely vindicated by all the studies that we do. So while we're kind of working all through that, and basically right now, of course, we're in net growth. It's not been about years. The business stabilized completely last year. We had more net growth months than we had low months. We finished the year in December with, I think, our second best month of the year with a terrific growth. And in fact, for some spots in the organization, I have to say the Cibula organization put in, what, like a 23% growth in November, followed up with a 17% growth in December, something like that. I mean, parts of the business have been putting up some really big numbers. So we think it's doing okay right now. If I looked at some of the matrices that I like to look at a lot, something like average production per producer associate, that's taking every producer associate you have right now and looking at the production that they made, of course that base changes all the time, you'll find out that the production is up some 30% on a couple of years ago. In terms of commission per producing associate, that's also up about 35% on a couple of years ago, 15% on previous year. So people are engaged in the business, especially at the kind of senior associate level, that kind of thing, manager level, should be doing pretty good, I've got to say, as the businesses move forward. So with that in mind, let's have a look. Let's talk about what we've learned as we go forward, and the two bits of data that are driving me right now. First of all, we tested again this whole question about does the product exist? In other words, you throw a detailed description of this product in front of most people. The data we used to have was 60% of the population don't have a clue what you're talking about. They've never come across a product like ours before. Don't believe it exists. That number is about right. Somewhere between 50 and 60%. It's such a strange product from that they can't believe it exists. And because of that, we finish up really in a very strange place in the marketplace. And I found some data recently when we looked at potential. As you know, we have this huge potential number from that I shared in Oklahoma that 15% of the population, possibly 15 million people, definitely wants to buy this product, even though maybe only a third of that have a product or anything like this. 25% of the population probably would like to buy the product. These are big numbers. We're talking many millions of people here that want to buy, and we know we only have 1.4 memberships itself. When I did the advertising, something very interesting popped out that I'm going to share with you right now, and that is on the strength of people seeing the advertising, what happens if you just see the advertising? You've got no idea what we're selling, but you see the advertising. Now, that advertising is good advertising. We've had it tested. It communicates very, very well. But the number of people who definitely wanted to buy the product weren't very many, practically zero. And the number of people who probably would like to buy the product after seeing the advertising weren't very many. But the number of people who maybe might be interested was very, very large. It was like 60% or so. So what is that telling you? It's telling you that the advertising says that the sale is much more sophisticated and more complicated than we thought. It's very easy for advertising to create interest in this thing. They look at it and say, legal shield, that sounds interesting. I have no clue what it is, but it sounds interesting. And what it means is that really for our kind of business, that there's no escaping, there's no getting around, there's every reason that we need good, motivated associates. Because only by having motivated associates can you make a sale like this, is the truth of the matter. You need to build a relationship, and there's plenty of people out there that will tell you exactly how to do this. And Jimmy Parrish's name called out. Believe me, Jimmy will tell you how to do this. You need to make the relationship with the people, and then you need to be able to explain the product. Because no amount of it's a difficult product for people to grasp. It's not possible from just the advertising. They say, yeah, I get it completely. What they get is it sounds really good, it sounds great, it sounds interesting, but I don't know whether I really want to buy it. People need more information. So as we go into 2013, we understand that before we start doing any more advertising right now, we need to have our field well and truly prepared. And by the way, in numbers, in order to be able to bridge that gap between the interest that the advertising creates and moving it across so that it becomes a motivation to buy by the people who are exposed to it. And for that, people need to be active and out there and so on and so forth. So this is probably no revelation to people who have been for a while, but I kind of found it interesting. You might be interested to know why people are not convinced to buy advertising. But it seems to be there are three key questions that people, they may not say this to you, but there are three areas where people sort of need further explanation or feel a bit insecure about buying the product. The one of them seems to be that about, I would say, Legal Shield's legitimacy and its authenticity. They somehow there's a need for the customer to develop a trust in the company and its legal services. And if they don't know you, and by the way, they don't know the industry, so it's not to do with us. We know us very well, but they don't know us in particular. They don't know the industry in particular, so they want to know, is this a proper product? So, you know, things like the fact that we're a $400 million turnover, 1.4 million members, serving about 4 million customers. We process maybe, is it 40,000 telephone calls, you know, inquiries into our legal services every week. These are big numbers put up by a big company that's been in business for a long time, and people tend to need to know that. Second is to do with, I would say, service functionality. A lot of the problem is that when you tell them for under $20 a month you can buy a product, you can talk to an attorney in your state about whatever you want, whenever you want, there's a feeling that it's too good to be true. And so what they're wanting to know is, so how does that work and what's included in there and how do I sign up? And just a lot of questions about the functionality of the thing so that they know, that they can see, oh, yeah, it can kind of make sense. The third thing that I found very interesting and it came up as a question as to why people found the products, were resistant, was that it seems to prompt a kind of I don't need it response. In other words, I'm a law-abiding citizen, I'm honest and trustworthy, I get along with my neighbors, and I'm peaceful and cooperative, so why do I need a lawyer, as it were? And the interesting thing about that question is that I don't think there's a true grasp of what our product is, because our product in many ways, and I don't view it anymore, I used to think it was about connecting you as a lawyer to take care of legal matters. I think that absolutely misjudges the product dramatically. The instance of people needing a lawyer is probably once every 2 years on average, it's somewhere in that area. And yet people who have this kind of product on average are using it maybe 3 times a year. Well, so what's the difference there? Even though you don't get an awful lot of legal things, you get, or say legal matters, you get a lot of matters where an opinion of a lawyer would be useful. And that really expands the usage of the product, and that's why it puts you into a different... That's why this is not about having your own lawyer. This is really about having access to something so that you can create dramatic, as we say, peace of mind. Even beyond that, I think the concept is really difficult to grasp, is if you've got it in your pocket, even if you're not calling the lawyer every single day when you're out there, you're feeling a lot better about living your life than you would if you didn't have the product. And so this is something that's very hard for people to grasp, because I think the research is showing that they think they're buying legal insurance of some sort. But it's really not like that at all. It's access to a lawyer to give you opinions about all sorts of things. Where an opinion of a lawyer is kind of a super advisor in many ways. And our lawyers like to position themselves that way. And I think only when we can communicate that and the true power of the product, the people really start to get it and get switched on. Now, because of that, and because of our understanding of this right now, our attention is on what do we do to get that message out in a kind of natural, informative, engaging way. And all of my concentration right now, Ken, I've got to say, coming up into Oklahoma City, is focused on that. It's focused on, I would say selling of the product, but, I never like to say selling of the product, because there's no such thing as to sell a product without also recruiting. It's the most natural thing in the world. If you sell a product, say, well, do you like this product? Well, do you know anybody else who might like it? You do? Well, maybe you want to sell it to themselves. I mean, I've been in direct selling for over 30 years, and believe me, that's the close on all direct sales. So when I'm saying selling, I mean selling and recruiting. But it's really trying to get that message across in a natural way. I'm talking about videos. I'm talking about brochures. I'm talking about training. I'm talking about inventing some kind of freshness. And sophistication to the thing, so we can just tip that edge, because I'm convinced, it's never, I don't think there's going to be an explosion where we sometimes get a silver bullet and then the business explodes. It won't be like that. We're doing lots of little things. We're concentrating on different things. We're trying different things. You try a little bit, and somewhere out of nothing, the whole thing comes together. And I feel that we're really close at the moment to getting this thing moving. So right now, I'm not looking so much at the outreach anymore. I'm looking at the selling process and how we do that. Now, having said all of that, I meant to spend a couple of minutes on advertising, because I think people ask me about that more than anything else. We did advertise in 7 states. It was working pretty well. We got a significant sales increase in those states, but the issue is this. We didn't have enough bodies on the ground to take advantage of the thing. So while we were getting a significant amount of growth, it wasn't enough growth in order to make the advertising pay. So what did it achieve? Well, first of all, it had a fantastic name recognition. Name recognition went up from about 1 in 20 to about 1 in 5. So it's good. But don't forget, they get name recognition, but the result from the advertising, they didn't, that didn't really create search intent. What it created was an interest in us. It was impossible at the end of the advertising for people to understand what service they were getting. And so whilst they self-improved, what we need to do really is to have more bodies on the ground, not two anymore, but I need a few more, because don't forget, it costs me a certain amount of money to advertise in the place. Say it costs me $500,000 to advertise in the place. If I can only, if I can get a certain amount of recruitment activity that gives me maybe half of that back, that's nice. But what if I've got twice as many people there, then I cut the whole thing back? So we understand the matrix now. The advertising works really well, in my opinion. We were very happy with the result of it. And now we have the formula. And we know that when we get a few more people, or when we can get a few more people productive, or better still, when we can get a few more people and a few more productive people, if we get the two things together, that for sure, we're, you know, the advertising has not come off the agenda by any means. We like it a lot. We've kind of mothballed it in there. But what we need to do right now is to make sure that the conditions are right in the field, so that when advertising does hit at any point in time, you know, the field can take take advantage of it properly. And quite frankly, right now, I have a feeling that we can grow the business quite significantly even without the advertising. But when we start to grow it significantly, then we can come back in later. So it remains part of our strategy. But right now, we're investing much more in PR. And the web in general to support our sales credibility. On the PR, with our first white paper, we'll certainly do another one. We published a second one, I think, next week. Our first white paper went out. I think we had over 200 mentions in different newspaper blogs over the country. We've recently embarked on a TV referral program where people on the TV are going to start recommending our product and say, you've got to check it out and investigate. And there's much more to come on this PR. We have several meetings this month. We're putting more money in that direction, because we need to keep our visibility moving now we've started in this direction of advertising PR, so the outreach starts to work. So what is the plan for 2013 and what's sitting there in front of us? It will be, in my opinion, I am so looking forward to this year. Because, you know, I think I started last year, and I was looking forward to last year as well. But, you know, when you get a year on, you're aware of the things that you never knew the year before. We are so much more better prepared this year than we were last year. We have a department now. We're about four of us last year. This year is about 17 or 18 people, all very, very good professionals. You know, we've increased the number of agencies. We've got lots of consultants. We have got a force. You know, working on this business right now. And that force only really came together back end of last year. We know what we're doing. We've got lots of things to go for. We will be concentrating. I put four areas we'll be concentrating on. We're going to be concentrating on products and product communication. I've explained to you why that is the case. All our points of sale activity we need to be aware of. If you've been aware of what I've been saying in this brief call to you right now, I think you'll have a lot of clues about if you've been taking notes about what sort of things you should be doing. Well, you should be doing those things, and we'll be producing more things to support you in that way. So I'm kind of excited about the creative content of the new communications process. We'll be doing outreach, press and TV-related PR. We're going to be very active in trade shows. We'll be very active in trade press. And maybe we'll be doing some more TV, as I said before, depending on the progress that we make, because we are looking to make progress in the first half of the year. We are fully now vested in the process of keeping our service levels up with our attorneys. So, our net balance scorecard process is in place. It's doing pretty well. And it's vital as we go forward that the lawyers come with us in some way, because hopefully when we start getting the numbers, we need no deterioration in service. And we've spoken to the lawyers about this, and they need to prepare for anything that we might produce here. And in training, training becomes really critical in order to get that conversion that we're looking for. And I got a little quote that I'm going to give you that I read out of a book over the Christmas holiday, and I love the quote. The quote could have easily been, if you live your life motivated and confident, you will enjoy it more than if you live it timid and negative. That could have been the quote. It wasn't quite that. It was done by a philosopher on the basis of some empirical evidence. And not everybody can live their life motivated and confident. That's the problem. But his quote is this. If you genuinely try to live your life motivated and confident, you will enjoy it more than if you live it amid a negative. If you genuinely try. Now, not everybody can live their life motivated and confident, but everybody can genuinely try to live their life motivated and confident, and in which case, first of all, you know, I guarantee you a bit more happiness. But I need those kind of people for what we have in mind to deliver the 2013 plan. The 2013 plan is going to be great. It will, the vast majority will be unveiled at Oklahoma City. Why? Because that's, you know, that's my showcase. I only have one big showcase per year. That's the one. I'm hitting it so hard with content, you've got absolutely no idea. But you better be there and pay attention to that whole thing, because it's going to be 2 days of really solid action. And hopefully we can empower people to come out of that thing, with all the knowledge we've done, give them some tools that will kind of move things along. So I want really bold, bright, I would say, confident people. So based on what's going on, how good should we feel about 2013? Well, let me tell you, we should feel very good. Our product continues to test well. The market potential has not gone away. It's absolutely there. Nothing has changed my mind on what might happen with this company if we get it right. Our platform in terms of the selling base, I think it's good. Our field is performing very well. The commissions and everything are going good. Our investors, MidOcean, are great. Let me tell you, I can't say enough good things about MidOcean. They're absolutely engaged. They're totally supportive. They're really in sync with this plan. We went and asked for an awful lot of stuff, I have to say, back in October. They said yes to everything. I got no excuses on from MidOcean not being supportive. And, we're making significant investments, as I told you, training, maybe three times more than we were before. Technology and media are going to be big, are going to be good. And, you know, if you turn into a big, bright, confident sales force, you can expect to be supported with a big, bright, confident marketing plan. And more or less, Ken, that's what we've got in mind. And that's how I set up in January. And believe me, we are working very long hours and happy to do that, and a lot of weekends. In order to prepare for Oklahoma City, which I promise is going to be worthwhile for everybody to turn up. Nobody's going to be disappointed. And that's it.
Well, Alan, we really appreciate you being on tonight. I hope you'll forgive my voice. Jerry's been on the flu. Randy's had a minor operation, been down. But, you know, we're ready to go. December was our best month last year. We're starting this month off better than we had a year ago in January. Our team's fired up. They're ready to go. And we believe in a simple solution. People want to know two things. What will it do for me? And what will it cost me to get it done? If we explain those two things to them and solve the problem, become problem solvers and not salespeople, I think we can blow this thing apart. We appreciate everything you do, and I'll let Randy take over. Thank you, Alan, very much.
Oh, thank you very much, Ken. Appreciate you.
We'll see you in Oklahoma City, that's for sure. Randy?
Yeah, let me tell you, it's worth their while to come. I promise you. You won't be disappointed.
Oh, we're firing our people up right now. I have a fellow down there in South Carolina, Tony Barkley. He's already rented a bus. He's bringing a bus load.
Yeah, for him. No, it'll be good. It'll be good. It's a bit of a complicated show, I've got to say. There's just a lot of content there. But absolutely, if you're serious about the business, you absolutely seriously need to be there.
We have. That's the reason our contest we're doing. We're tying it to the people that get the prizes. They have to be registered for the convention. They have to be registered for our breakout, and then they can enter into our contest.
Very good, Ken. Appreciate it.
Andy?
Well, Mr. Fernley, I appreciate you being on tonight. I think we announced last week that you will actually be the guest speaker at our breakout session in Oklahoma City, so we do appreciate your time tonight, and, of course, we look forward to seeing you in Oklahoma City.
Okay, terrific. Thank you very much indeed. You guys have a good evening.
All right.
Thank you
very much,
Fernley.
Fernley. I also want to announce again that Mr. Rip Mason, the CEO of Legal Shield, will actually be in Tulsa, Oklahoma this coming Saturday. So if you're in the Oklahoma area, make sure and come up on January the 26th. It'll be at the Wyndham Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And with that, Mr. Moore, I know we've gone just a couple of minutes long, but I appreciate you saying a few words tonight. I know you didn't feel like it, but I appreciate you being on the call.
Thank you, Randy. And listen, Wichita is not too far from Tacoma, or even down from Joplin, Missouri, any place like that, edge of Arkansas. They want to come and hear a good meeting Saturday. Folks, let's do this. Keep putting God first, our family second, Legal Shield third, and we'll see you next Monday night. Remember, they're going to be a great speaker, great trading. Thank you. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.